have to do a project with a weird kid in class. I'm not looking forward to it. He gives me the creeps.
You just don't know him well enough. When you do, you might just become friends. Have you ever judged a book by its cover? I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Judging a book by its cover means that rather than reading the inside pages of a book, you assume it's good or bad just by the outside design. And sometimes we do that with people. They might look different than you do, and it makes them seem weird to you. But that's judging a book by its cover. Remember this, God loves every single person, no matter how they look. John 3:16 says, God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him would not be lost. And now, our story for today, it's called The Story That Counts. I have a project with Dayton Lander, Hazel told her dad as they biked around the block. I'm not looking forward to it. Everyone says he's weird. Dad was about to respond when Hazel pointed to a nearby house. Look, a garage sale. Can we stop and see if they have any books? I need a new one. Dad agreed and they got off their bikes. How about this one? Dad held up a book with a worn green cover and letters so faded Hazel had to squint to see the title. It was one of my favorites when I was a kid. Hazel made a face. I think I'll go with this one. She held up a book with a bright, shiny cover. It says on the back that it's unputdownable and will leave you wanting more. Sounds good to me. Plus, it's in better shape than yours. Suit yourself, said Dad. I'll buy this one anyway, for old time's sake. That evening, Hazel read her new book on the patio while Dad grilled hot dogs. How's your book? Asked Dad. Hazel put her book down and sighed. I just can't seem to get into it. Well, the one I bought is in the kitchen if you want to give it a try. Hazel shrugged, then went to get the book. A few days later, Hazel ran to find Dad. Dad, I just finished that book you gave me, and it was so good. Do you have any more like it? Dad laughed. I'll check. So you like that old book I gave you, even though it wasn't all new and shiny with lots of quotes on the back saying how good it was? Hazel smiled. All right, Dad, you win. I shouldn't have judged a book by its cover. Right. It's the story that counts. Dad scratched his chin thoughtfully. You know, that makes me think of Dayton. You think you know his story by what other people say about him, but there's another story you're forgetting. God's story. Jesus loves Dayton and died for him, just like he did for you and me. He wants Dayton to be part of his story and spend eternity with him. That's how God sees Dayton, and that's how he wants you to see him too. As someone loved by God who needs to see that love in how you treat him. So how about you? Do you view and treat others based on how they look or what other people say about them? Or do you see them through God's eyes and love them the way he does? God loves us all so much that he sent his son Jesus to die for us so we could have eternal life with him. That's the kind of love he wants you to show others no matter what their story is. Love others like Jesus and point them to his story. Our key verse is John 3:16.
God loved the world so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him would not be lost but have eternal life.
And our key thought, see and love others as God does. I just wanted to give a big congratulations to everyone who's taken part in my Word with Zach summer reading program. When your family donates any amount to support the reading program, I'll send you one of this year's special pins for your backpack just in time to go back to school. Donate now when you go to wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.